Chapter 25. Tajnastan Stvari.
Night after night, Kara sat on the bench near the Fountain of Light in the heart of the city and gazed deep into its ardent aurora. Sometimes she thought she could see a man with a sword in the company of two small dogs. But on most nights, the fountain appeared as unclear to her eyes as an impressionistic painting. And on these nights she returned to her bed with cheeks that were wet with salt water. But always there was hope. Kara touched the jeweled knife through the fabric of her blouse. She had shown it to no one in Destiny but Liam, and then only because that was what intellect had told her to do. Why had he not yet come? Kara looked up at the sound of footsteps.
Hello, Mary Jane. Hello, Cheve.
They sat down on the bench beside her.
Cheve,
said Mary Jane pleasantly.
I need to talk with Kara a while. Will you wait for me back at the palace?
No, but I will sit with Hope and watch from a distance while you and Kara have your discussion.
Thank you, Cheve, dear,
said Mary Jane warmly.
I won't be long.
Hope's eyes followed Cheve's every move as he slowly pulled a tennis ball from the pocket of his coat. As he cocked his arm for a throw, Hope bolted like a rabbit from its hiding place and covered a good bit of ground before the ball ever left Cheve's hand. It sailed like a cannonball before touching the earth, but Hope was quicker than most people suspected. Deftly, she snagged the ball from the air after only one bounce, then turned and trotted with it back to Cheve, who was walking to meet her halfway.
He has become very protective of you,
said Kara with a knowing grin. Slightly embarrassed, Mary Jane dropped her chin a little, then smiled and nodded her head. Sober now, Mary Jane said.
Kara, I saw something today that I don't understand.
Kara's eyebrows rose slightly as she gave Mary Jane her full attention.
I was dusting furniture in the bedroom of the king when I noticed that one of the paintings wasn't quite flat against the wall. As I touched it, I realized that the frame was hinged on one side and that the painting was actually a door to a secret compartment.
Mary Jane then took a deep breath and looked worried.
Kara, before I knew what I was doing, I opened that door and saw...
After a few moments' pause, Kara placed her hand over Mary Jane's.
It's okay, Mary Jane. It was an accident. There were two photographs and some old clothes in it, Kara. A pair of overalls and a few old flannel shirts like farmers and hunters wear.
Kara held both of Mary Jane's trembling hands firmly in her own.
It's okay, Mary Jane. Sometimes a king must disguise himself if he wants to get out among his people and know them truly as friends, and not just as their king. But Kara, there was something else. Oh? Photographs of intellect and intuition standing near the mouth of a mountain cave. One of the photos was of intellect alone, wearing the knife that you wear now. And the other was of intuition, standing in the snow near intellect's feet.
Everything was silence.
Kara, is it possible that intellect's hunter friend is actually the king of Destiny?